Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There's Joe Cocker bringing us back. Welcome back. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Cliff Inico is with us, folks. E-N-N-I-C-O. Cliff Inico is the co-author, along with Cindy Shebley, of the eBay Marketing Bible. Cliff, that's your new one, right?
That's the new one. That's
tell
right.
Us how we can find your 14. Books. And, tell us how we can find your books and all the other things you do.
Okay, well, got a good new website. It's at succeedinginyourbusiness.com, which is the title of my nationally syndicated column. I'm in about 100 papers nationwide still, despite the current economy.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a lot of fun too. A lot of you know, crazy advice and tips from crazy people that I've met on how to build successful businesses.
Right.
But one of the questions that people always ask me is, how do you build a successful e-commerce business? What's I get the push versus pull thing, but really, what's the secret to building a successful online presence? And my response to that, I've developed a cute little metaphor for teaching this stuff. I tell people, think of an octopus. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Try to do this. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. But if you're at home or something, try to close your eyes and visualize an octopus in your head. Now I'm no marine biologist. Okay, but the typical octopus has two parts to it. There's a head, which is where all the digestive organs are, and the brain, whatever kind of brain, the eyes, whatever. And then there are these tentacle things that float around the water. Okay.
Hmm.
An e-commerce empire looks a lot like an octopus. There's two parts to it. The head is your own business website. Okay, that's the head. Why do you need a website of your own? Can't you just have a Facebook page or an eBay store or an Amazon affiliates page? Can't you just have that stuff and let that work for you? The answer is no. And there's two reasons for that. Number one, these days people expect you to have a website. They won't think, a business that doesn't have its own website has no credibility whatsoever, as far as I'm concerned. The second thing is, and yet,
approximately 50% of small business owners still don't have websites.
Still don't have one.
It's amazing.
Big mistake. Because of the second reason, which is there is one place on the internet and only one where you can sell stuff and keep 100% of the profit.
Yeah.
And that is the stuff that you sell on from your own website.
Right.
That's it.
There's another reason.
Mm-hmm.
Local search.
Mm-hmm.
How about pizza in Harristown?
Yep.
In Harrisburg, where you're from. Pizza in Harrisburg.
Mm-hmm.
I can find, if you don't sell anything on your website, if it's nothing more than an address and a phone number, at least I can find you when I type that into my cell phone.
See, that's right, precisely. You don't have any web presence at all. Now, don't get me wrong. You should have all those other things, but those are your tentacles.
Yeah.
What do the tentacles of an octopus do? What they do is they float in the water, and when prey goes by, they grab it. They got these sucker things that feed the prey toward the mouth, the head of the octopus, which is where the prey is digested. Okay. All these things that you do on the web, your Facebook page, your eBay store, whatever, the purpose of those things, yes, you're selling stuff there. These are the tentacles that you put out in the water to grab the passing customer, to the extent that you can, or have them find you. But the goal of them is ultimately to drive them toward the head. You want people saying, hey, this guy's got good stuff. I wonder where I can find out more. He probably has a website. I'll bet you he's cliffenico.com. Let me find out what other stuff he has.
Do you think
keep your best stuff, your high-margin stuff.
Do you think that people are still, even after all this time, having difficulty reconciling the online with the traditional?
Yeah.
And it's amazing to me. As many years as you and I have both been talking about, as many years as other people have been talking about this, folks, this is not complicated. This is just, in fact, it should be exciting to you. You don't have to conquer this world. You just have to be part of it.
Well, that's it. It really only takes a couple of hours a week to do the updating and things that you need to do to keep things fresh on the web. It's where the world is going, Jim, especially if you're selling to a younger generation.
Hey, Cliff, can I pardon me for parsing your words? It's where the world is.
Mm-hmm.
It's already there.
Okay, I would buy into that. Especially if you're targeting a younger demographic. These kids grew up with the web. They live online. They live their whole lives virtually online. So brick and mortar makes no sense to them. They don't get that.
Yep.
If you don't have an online presence,
but
you
that
have
doesn't
no
mean.
With that
but
market.
That doesn't mean because you have brick and mortar doesn't mean that you know, that you don't need it online. I mean, you need. It's not either or; it's both and.
That's exactly right. Well, to some extent, yes. I mean, where I live up here in Connecticut, we're losing a lot of our mom and pop brick and mortar retail. At least in this part of the country, tends to be disappearing. What we see in our strip malls up here now are chain stores and franchises. That's what we get here more and more. More of these mom and pop businesses are just going almost purely online. But I'm not saying you should do that. You know, certain parts of the country, that's not the case.
Right.
But the point of the matter is, though, without an online presence, you're not going to be taken seriously, and you're also missing out on an incredible opportunity. I mean, there may be huge markets for your stuff in another part of the country.
How about in the world?
Yeah.
Hey, Cliff, give us the website one more time.
SucceedingInYourBusiness.com.
The new book is called The eBay Marketing Bible.
The eBay Marketing Bible, available in stores anywhere. And it's
wherever
not just
books
about
are
eBay,
sold.
It's about successful selling online.
Come back again real soon, Cliff.
Jim, it's always a pleasure, man. You too, and have a good holiday.
You too. See you later. Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.